United States.
Gridlock City. Jam today. Congestion pricing in New York stalls.
After years of false starts and multiple lawsuits, it seemed congestion pricing at last had the green light in New York City. The cameras and other equipment were in place. Drivers of cars entering Manhattan's central business district would have to pay $15. The money would pay for capital improvements in the subway. But on June 5th, Kathy Hochul, New York's Democratic governor, announced that the plan was indefinitely paused. Her explanation for slamming on the brakes was weak. She claimed that circumstances have changed and that $15 can break the budget of a working or middle-class household. But the city's economy has improved and the $15 fee has been in the works since last year. So why did she change her mind? Backseat drivers may have influenced the governor's thinking. Democrats, including Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, are worried about the congressional races in November on Long Island and in Westchester County, where voters are not happy about the pricing scheme. Republicans won key seats in those suburbs in 2022. Democrats do not want roadblocks in New York that could tip control of the House. "I just don't get it," says Sam Schwartz, better known as Gridlock Sam. He unsuccessfully tried to introduce congestion pricing in the 1970s when he was a city traffic engineer. He believes the governor's decision shows where the power in New York lies. "It's not with the masses of people suffering underground," he says. "It's with a handful of people who have a windshield view of everything." Meanwhile, millions of strap hangers have no choice but to take public transport. Their commutes will continue to be plagued by delays. Some of the signal equipment dates back to the 1930s. The pricing scheme was expected to bring in $1 billion annually for investments the subway sorely needs. Ms. Hochul suggested she would explore other funding sources, but state lawmakers are about to recess. "It is devastating news for transit riders and the environment," says Kate Slevin of the Regional Plan Association, which has been pushing for congestion pricing for decades. "The economy really relies on traffic moving," she says, "on transit working. Traffic congestion already costs $20 billion a year, according to the Partnership for New York City, which represents big firms. And the promise that air pollution will improve has now evaporated. The pause will have an impact beyond New York. Boston, Chicago, and Los Angeles had all been thinking about how to use pricing to control traffic. They may now be discouraged. I'm sure William Vickery is turning over in his grave," says Mr. Schwartz. Vickery, an economist, proposed congestion pricing back in 1952. London, Milan, and Singapore are among the cities elsewhere that have introduced it. But in America, pricing proponents fear it could be decades before the idea gets out of gridlock.